choice of law, it can be critically important. With what we're looking at today, I don't think it is, even though the rules are a little bit different, as someone pointed out earlier today. There's only one rule in Texas that's specific to, one comment to the rules in Texas that's specific to technology. And it's a comment to the rule about competency. And it says, because of the vital role of lawyers in the legal process, each lawyer should strive to become and remain proficient and competent in the practice of law, including the benefits and risks associated with relevant technology. So theoretically, but you can't violate a comment. So theoretically, there's no rule specific to technology. But if you ask me, as a practical matter, we're on the same page with what the model rule says. The model rule says this: a lawyer shall make reasonable efforts to prevent inadvertent or unauthorized disclosure of or unauthorized access to information relating to the representation of a client. In other words, you got to maintain confidentiality. If you're going to put stuff on the cloud, you know, you're going to store your file on Dropbox, you need to check Dropbox's terms of service to make sure they're compatible with your obligations to protect confidential information. If you're going to use email to transmit stuff, you need to think about, do you need to encrypt, for example. Then there's a comment to the model rule, and it sort of echoes the comment to the Texas rule. It says, to maintain the requisite knowledge and skill, a lawyer should keep abreast of changes in the law and its practice, including, you know how they amended this tacked on, and including the benefits and risks associated with relevant technology. So again, I don't think there's really any difference there. What I'm going to do is look at examples of competence and confidentiality, and show you things that have happened to lawyers, and give you some examples and very practical things that are not esoteric at all. And this first one, this is the properties from this PowerPoint. Now I copied it or whatever a couple days ago. So now you're looking at it and you're like, well, who cares? Okay, now if you're not aware of this, when you send a file using email, often properties goes along with the file. This file is for this particular PowerPoint. Now, if you'll notice, it says it was created February 21st, 2017. Okay, I have no idea why it says that. Obviously, I've used some of the same slides for 3 years now. I should probably change them. Now, it was tells you the date modified, the date I printed it. Now, I have not bothered to put my name in, I guess, Microsoft, so it just says Microsoft Office user. I love the editing time. This is how much I care about my PowerPoints. I can't do math very well, but that's like a year I've been working on this presentation for you guys. So you're like, well, who cares about this? Well, let me tell you a story. A lawyer came up to me after I talked about other aspects of properties. And he said, let me tell you what happened. He said, I'm a wills and estate lawyer. I write wills for folks. And so what he did is he said, you know, what I normally do is somebody comes to me and they say, hey, I need a will. And he pulls up, you know, let's say Mr. Smith comes in to him for a will. Mr. Jones then comes to him for a will. Well, he takes the Smith will and he goes through and he changes, you know, Smith to Jones and, you know, updates it, tweaks it a little bit. And he does that on his computer. And he said, you know, takes me a few minutes. And he said he prints it out, lets his secretary, you know, go through it and tweak it. Then he goes through it on paper, which I highly recommend, by the way, and looks for things and makes changes. And then she does those changes. I assume it was a female secretary, sends it back to him. He sends it to the client, okay? Client opens up the will, and it shows that the lawyer spent about 20 minutes working on the will. Lawyer writes, the client says, everything looked good. Client says, absolutely looks fine. Lawyer sends a bill for, let's say, an hour's worth of time. Client says, what are you doing? You're ripping me off. I looked at the properties, and it says you worked on it for 20 minutes, and you're charging me an hour for that. And the lawyer said he had to explain, printed it out, and the secretary, and so on and so forth. This sort of thing, not an ethical issue, if that lawyer was telling me the truth about how he did his work, but what? A client relations issue that could happen simply because somebody doesn't understand that you printed out and did a little extra work. So think about when you send a document to somebody that something as innocuous as properties might reveal something important. If I go look, I could probably figure out where this document began. It doesn't matter for my PowerPoint. It may matter for a will, a document, you know, some document that's been prepared for another client, it leaves in hints of where it came from before. So watch out for even simple things like that. And there are programs, you can set up these programs so they delete property when you send it. There are programs that alert you when you're emailing something that has properties in it. All those things are available. Problem is, sometimes they get in the way of being an efficient lawyer. So simple little example of something. Now, here's an example, some more examples of what not to do. Sounds kind of basic. Don't violate court orders or other requirement or other requirements that require you to redact sensitive or, you know, confidential information like these lawyers did. Now, I'm going to show you one. I remember when I first came across this literally 15 years ago. This is a screenshot I took at some point in my life. And notice this was on Pacer, and it was filed in May of 2006, so almost 14 years ago today, as a matter of fact. So now, those of you who are way younger than me, after 9/11, there was this big brouhaha, about AT&T supposedly was monitoring your cell phone calls or your, I guess, phone calls or something. And there was a lawsuit about it. And it was a big national security thing. I mean, this was, you know, super secret, top secret, you know, president's eyes only kind of stuff. So this gets filed on Pacer. And I went and found it. I didn't discover this. Somebody else, you know, blogged about it or something. But I went and got the document off of Pacer, and there it is. And all I did is I took my mouse from the top left-hand corner and down to the top right-hand corner and dragged it. And I pressed Control C. And then I opened a Word document and I pressed Control V, paste. And what did I get? All this just, you know, national security stuff. And